Okay, here we go. We're on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. At the top of the page, Tony Asar Kaisis Shoyis in the Beis HaOvel. So there's 10 cups of wine that they drank in the Beis HaOvel. This is not just the Sudas HaFarah. I don't believe so. Who says that?
In the name of the mayor.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I didn't see it. Just hold on a second. No, I didn't look into that. But okay. It's interesting. Interesting. So we have a Me'iri. Is that what he quoted? And I don't have that in my footnotes. He says that this is talking about Sudas HaVarah. What I was going to say is, so we have now Yerushalmi, we have two before the meal starts, five during the meal, and three after the meal. I believe if you look in the Rambam, which I did, it's I think it's like three and four or something like that. It's a different, the numbers are different. We're not going to do this anymore, but I mean. That's a Shiloh Mishainim, exactly what it says. It says the Gemara is going to say soon. We're going to see in a second. It says that they won't bottle it because people are getting a little too intoxicated. Rashi learns. We're going to say, hold on a second. Okay, so the two before the meal was apparently to open up the digestive, to make you hungry. And then the five was to help the digestive process during the meal. And three afterwards. And we're going to talk about what's the reason for the three afterwards. The three cups of wine that came after the meal were echad the brachas hamazon, obviously one for the benching, echad the gemilas chasadim. I have an extra gemara over there if you want. There's a gemara over there on the shelf. Here. One for. Now, if you look at Rash Sirlo on the bottom, you'll see Echad Gemilas Chasadim Levarchem. So you're blessing those people who were. It's like an absentia. They weren't there at the meal, but you were making almost like let's drink to these people, so to speak. These are the people who are involved in the burial process. It's almost like drinking a lachayim to the chaver kaddisha, kind of like, right? V'echad the tanchumi aveilim. What's that? Really? Again, I don't have that. I'm going to have to get the Hebrew. I got to get the Hebrew. version. Okay. And one, the last one was tanchumi aveilim. Which is, he says this is honoring those who participated in consoling the mourners. So, you know, in the Pnei Moshe, he gets into trouble here because he says at the top of the Pnei Moshe, if you take a look, he says, Echad L'Gemilas Chasadim, he says, B'shvil Kovet HaMenachemin, right? HaBoim L'Gemol Chesed, V'Echad L'Tanchumi HaAveilim, L'Kovet HaAveilim Atzmam L'Nachem Osam. He learns that tanchumi aveilim means to make the aveilim feel better, but I find that very difficult. Like, what about the other 10? You know, like there's so many. There were so many other cups already. It seems to me to be a sharp shot. Anyway, whatever. So you have a mach like this, and how to learn this exactly? Because shemesim shemim gamliel. Now this should really be Rabbi Gamliel. It's not Rabbi Shemim. It should really be Rabbi Gamliel. Hosifu aleim oid shloisha. They add another three cups. Echad lechazan haknesses. Look again in Rosh Sirla, along with him, in this couple of lines. Kaznak Nasi says, Shamash Shakari Ha'am Lishtavon Mitzvah. So this is the person that calls out the people, like, you know, my Rebbe used to tell us that there was a Shamash used to go out in Europe that used to knock on all the doors and clank with his Rebbe, Shtetov Lislichas. That's what he used to say. I always think of that when I think of the Shamash. So that's him. And Echo the Rosh HaKnesses, he says, that's a Dayan. That's what Rosh Cirillo says. And Echad, this is why they changed the Gersa to Rav. He says the Dayan. That's what Rosh Cirillo says. It's the chief judge. So that's Mara Folda. If you look at Mara Folda on the right side, he says Parnasim Hamavaz Vazim Mo'os La'aniyim Letzarkei Kfur V'Tachichim. Again, this is more specifically driven at people who couldn't afford to be buried. And so again, it would be more directed towards what we're talking about. It's probably a better shot. And one was from Aaron Gamliel. Of course, this is the famous Aaron Gamliel who decided, even though he was very wealthy, to bury himself in shrouds so that the Aniyim shouldn't be voyish. And so they were drinking the L'chaim to him. So this was the three additional cups that they added. So we're up to 13 cups of wine now, right? The Kivin Shiro based it, Shahayu Mishnah, the whole thing. They saw that people were getting a little tipsy, as they say. Then Gozolem Hichzirum L'Koyma. Now this, then they made Xerah, they returned it to their place. Now to their place, so Rashi learns that all they did was they got rid of these extra three, but left the remaining in place. Other Rishonim learned, no, they were Vatal the whole Takana. And they only left, and if you look at the Rambam, you'll see that he says that you only drink enough to satisfy your needs for digestion. That's what he writes over there. Okay, we're up to the two dots. Whether they use cast or not, I don't know, but certainly the clothing that they used was more about Kavodik. Yeah. Next, Kohen Maushi Yatame Lo Kavod Rab. Now we have a very interesting question here. Apparently, it was clear before that if you were a Talmud, that you would be Matame for your Rebbe. But what if you were also a Kohen? Would you still be Matame for your Rav as well? Some people on the Shiloh here is not a Rebbe Muvak, but it's a Shiloh of even a Rebbe that's Eino Muvak. Let's learn for now that it's a Rebbe Muvak. Rebbe Yanai Ze'ira Dama Chamoy. Rebbe Yanai, who I think it says was a Kohen, if I'm not mistaken. No. Yeah, he was a Kohen. So his father-in-law died. Chamoy is his father-in-law. Who have a Chamoy, he was his father-in-law, and he played a dual role. Who have your Rebbe, he was also his Rebbe. It's nice to have a father-in-law who's your Rebbe, right? Sha'al Rabbi Yossi, so he asked a question to Rabbi Yossi, and he was asking him, could he be matami himself to his father-in-law? For Asale, and he asked him. Now, when they say he asked him, the Charedim speaks out, if you look on the side, it's not clear in the text at all. I don't know how they know this. They had Ruach HaKadosh, these Mepharshim, how they knew this. It's just mind-boggling to me. He writes like this. Mishum Chamov, you see the Haredim, Shal Rabbi Yossi Vasalei, Mishum Chamov Osir Bavadai. As far as his father-in-law was concerned, that was a for sure Osir. He had no doubt in his mind, that's for sure Osir. The father-in-law, although you have to give him covenant, but to be Matami yourself as a coin, for sure not. For sure not. Mishum Rabo, the Sofet. But he wasn't 100% sure about the Rabo part. Yafagav the Tuma. That to be matami yourself for someone that you are mukhiv to matami yourself is an asay. Usfeka darais lachumra, and therefore perhaps you should be matami yourself misafek. Mikom makom kivdi ilaka mitzvah ikisur tayra. But if there's not a mitzvah for the kohen to matami himself, it would be an iser daraisa. So shaval taisa shani. So then it would be better not get involved in it, right? Because you're masufik. That's exactly the point. In other words, it's either a mitzvah to be matami yourself, in which case even a kohen would be matami himself, or it's not a mitzvah, in which case it's an iser for him to be matami himself, since you're masupik. Well, we're not talking about a suffolk assay here. We're talking about where masupik, what the din is. If the din is you're supposed to be matami yourself, there's no problem. If you're not supposed to, there is a problem, so therefore, misupik, Shabbat Taisa. That's basically what the Haredim says. Okay. And then he says, "Ein lomar." So now he explains how he knows this little nuance over here. "Ein lomar drav yosi pshita le da rabbi osur l'tame." You can't say that it was partial. He said it was osur. That it was clear to him it was osur across the board. To hold a kamon afilu b'chacham she'ein rabbi masaf galeh. Later on, the Gemara is going to have a question where it's not your rabbi, and he's still going to be masufik. So therefore, it can't be there. Okay. Then he writes. He brings from the Ramban and the Rosh that this question of Rabbah is la'ifshata, so therefore you don't. And that's it. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. So let's again. So we had his father-in-law was his Rebbe and his father-in-law. He asked Rabbi Yosi, he said it was also Shomar Rabbacha. Rabbacha heard this. Umar, and he said, Yitamu lo v'talmidov. Lo v'talmidov. Then his talmidov should be matamid to him. Okay. Yes, even the Kohanim. Yes. So that was Rabbacha. So that's exactly what the Haredim was saying. Even though it was Pshito Leila Rabbacha, and it was Mesupak to Rab, was it? Rabbi Yaisi. It was Mesupak to Rabbi Yaisi. Nonetheless, we don't do it. Right. Right. They or at least they were Noheg Aninus. Right. We're going to see. Oh, let's go on. Rabbi Yosi nitmu tamidov. Rabbi Yosi that is tamidim warm matami to him. Well, ochlu basar v'shasu yain, and then they ate meat and they drank wine. In other words, even though it was before the burial and they were still in a state of aninus, so the Gemara is going to say. So Amalei Rabbi Monos, Rabbi Monos said to them, "It's kodem entati lo patos lachom. You seem to be not being consistent, right?" Im avelim atem, if you're mechuyev like avelim, so loma chaltem basa loma shesisim yain. If you're in a state of aninus, you shouldn't be allowed to eat meat or drink wine. Remember, avelim are allowed to eat meat and drink wine. No question about that. It's only in aninus. You're not allowed to. Vimein atem v'savlim, if you're not in a state of avelus, lomit mesim, why would Tommy himself as kohan? That was his question. And in 15, he goes through a little bit of... the Gemara does not conclusively resolve this inquiry, therefore Kohen should refrain from telling himself for his teacher, and so on and so forth. But this is the important thing, is the brackets. The implication of the Gemara, though, is if you're not a Kohen, then it's poshut that you should be matami yourself. Why not? You have nothing to lose, right? And everything to gain, right? Even those who are not Kohen should avoid consuming meat, and not only that, this is the big chiddush. And before he's buried, before your Rebbe's buried, you should not eat meat and drink wine. Very interesting. I don't know if that's the minhag, but that would be the conclusion from the Gemara, right? So the next question. Maoshi Tamakoin, his gear says, Talmud Torah. What about for Torah study? Can even Tami himself? Meaning, I guess, to go Chutz La'aretz, right? Chutz La'aretz is Tumas Eretz Ha'am, which is a Tumas Rabbanon. So can I go to my I have a Rebbe in Chutz La'aretz, can I go there as from a Kohen? Rabbi Yosi Abba Yosef Masti, he was sitting and teaching his students, all Mesa, and there was going to be a mace to be brought into the building, or the shul, let's say, where they were saying shir. And they wanted to know, some of the Talmidim were Kohanim. And some of those Talmidim decided to leave. Some left the building, and some stayed. So we had, the students weren't given direction. They didn't. So some of them did on their own. They left because they figured we're Kohanim, not supposed to be here. Other students felt we're being Isaac and Torah. We're not mechuyev to leave. Let's see what it says over here. Manda nafkit le'ilam le'klum. The people who left, he didn't say anything for that. Manda yosef le'ilam le'klum. He didn't say anything to those who stayed either. In other words, he was mesupak, right? He didn't expressly condone nor reject either of the two options because he was unsure. So he's masupak. That's basically what it says here. Okay. Rab Nechumia, Bray der Rab Chia bar Abba Omar. So now Rab Nechumia says, Abba will have over Tchos Kipasa de Kisran. There's this, the archway of Caesarea. I don't know what that is. But anyway, this was some kind of archway, and they assumed that there was some Tumah that was buried underneath that archway. So on his father who was a Kohen on his way to study Torah, even though it meant going around that archway would involve taking a little bit of a longer a route, which would, in a sense, be a little bit of a Bithel Torah, I guess. But nevertheless, he didn't do it. He would not go underneath that archway. That was his report. Rabami, who was a Kohen, I guess, is over. He did go on his way to the Beit Medrash, even though he was a Kohen, he wasn't worried about it. So in other words, it seems to be a machlokas. Rami held you could be matam yourself for Talmud Torah. The other one held you could not. But now we're going to have a story. Like always, the Yerushalmi, I love this about the Yerushalmi, that they'll have a machlokas and halacha, and then they have a story to remember the dead. It's great. Reb Chizki, Reb Kohen, Reb Yaakov Bar Ach. Guess what? If who can guess whether Reb Kohen was a Kohen? Okay. So Reb Chizki was a Kohen. Reb Kohen was a Kohen. And I'm going to just assume Reb Yaakov Bar Ach was also a Kohen. I don't know. Have a metal and be lane pal to use of the Tzipori. So they're going through the plazas of Tzipori. Is that, you know, I don't know what that means. It's also in Caesarea, same location as before. Okay, it could be that wasn't that place. Higula Kippus, and they came to the archway. So Pirish Reb Kohen. So Reb Kohen decided, it says he was the only Kohen in the group. Okay, so Reb Kohen decided, you know, I'm not going to go underneath this archway. I'm going to go around. The other two were Yisraelim. No problem. They walked through the archway, and he walked around the archway. So he separated himself from the group. It was on the way to the learning. There was tumah there. Yeah. There was. We're assuming that there's corpse tumah underneath the archway. That's the way most people learn. There's another alternative way to learn, which is that there was going to be a mace that was going to be carried through the archway, and that's a din of tumah derabanan going through when a mace ultimately goes to a pesach, and it's matami the pesach, but. We're learning Pashup Shad over here. It's that there's a base that's buried underneath the arch. So that's the Shad. Okay? Now, so he separates himself. So he gula makam tara. Eventually, they meet, you know, the paths converge eventually afterwards where it's tahar. So b'chazer etzla. Now Reb Kohen is back with the group. So he says to them, you know, he knows they were talking and learning. They don't walk down the Amos. Now talking to learning, he wants to know, what did I miss? No. The Sogishmak, Mamma asking, what are you, Isaacin? Now we're on page Lama Dalit, Lama Beis, 34b. So Reb Chizkiya says to Reb Yaakov Baracha, he says, Loisem Relequim. Don't tell him. Don't tell him what we were talking about. This Reb Kohen, who does he think he is? So the Gemara says, In Mishum Devoyash Le Deparash. It could be that he objected because he was upset with Reb Kohen for being parish from the group because of he was being a Kohen. He felt that that wasn't proper, that he should have been with Tommy himself, and he should have stayed with us. So to object to his behavior, we're not going to tell him what we were Isaacin, right? Because from a Tamil Tamil Torah, because he held, Reb Chizkiya held, you should be with Tommy for learning. Lo yadim, we don't know, in Mishum the Tyson. Tyson, is it because they already engrossed, involved in a deep sugya, and for us to start over again from the beginning, that's going to be a big terk on us. Why should we start over from what we've been learning already for a few minutes? You're coming in mitten drin, and you want to come to have us start over again? What a friend. Lo yadin, we don't know. So the lo yadin goes on each case. So we're not sure why Chizkiya was objecting to, to Rav Kohen's request. Okay, this is better than the Bible. I got to tell you, these stories are so good. Okay, I think what was it? No, that was Chizkiya. I was thinking, didn't we? Who was it that said we had the previous page that said that Kol Apatmi Dover Vioseo Nikra Hegit? Was that also Chizkiya? I don't remember. Just 1 second. Anyway, I'll find it later. Okay, let's go on. Next. Tani. So there's a brisa like this. And a kohen can go outside chutz la'aretz. Again, we have an iser, general iser. Nobody should leave Eretz Yisrael for no reason at all, but a kohen certainly shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael because there's too much Eretz Yisrael, as we mentioned before. The Chazal were choshish for people because the kohen would bury people anywhere. As we see, as we're seeing in the news actually today, you see I don't want to say we see the truth of Chazal. It's not proper to even say that. You see examples of what Chazal were talking about in when you have erosion or the withdrawal of water from certain places, and they're finding dead bodies all over the place. So where are these dead bodies all of a sudden popping up? Because all of a sudden there's exposure of people are murdered, or because people would have miscarriages and they would bury the
plantations. I went to Mount Vernon,
yeah,
and it's like all of a sudden recently they decided, discovered in this area, somewhere in this area, where the slaves that worked on the plantation, they were buried around here.
Yeah, buried.
And now involved in using technology to try to wait exactly.
Yeah, there. So we see this all the time. Mice and polio. Yeah. Anyway, so they can go out to Chutz La'aretz to Dinim Omnes. So there's a case that they have to recover some money. Dinim Nefashas, same thing. L'kiddush HaChodesh, if there's a need to be Mekadesh HaChodesh, and he has to be involved in the proceedings, of course, that's a whole thing, to be Mekadesh HaChodesh. Ula Eir Roshana, to decide whether we're going to add another month to the year. Ula Hatzel Sodom and Agoy, or there's a problem with a guy trying to take over your property. Okay, all these things, you can go out, a Afilu Litor, even if it's to protect your property from people who are, I guess you want to lock down your legal records, make sure it's beyond reproach. Yotzavar Aleha, he can go out to defend his rights before secular courts. Lil Matar V'Li'isa, Lisa Isha. And you can also go out to learn Torah or to marry someone. You're going out for Shidduch. And Yudoimer, Yemieshlame Echon Lil Moid, Al Yitame. So Yudah says, what kind of business? There's no place to learn in Eretz Yisrael. You have to go out Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, if you have a place to learn Eretz Yisrael, should not go out to Chutz La'aretz. So Rabbi Yossi says a famous mimer. Well, a shidduch is a shek, that we know, that's the problem. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, afilu yesh lo me'echal lo motari, even if you have someone to learn from in Eretz Yisrael, you tell me you could still go out to Chutz La'aretz. Why? Shaloi mikol adam zocha lo mo'ed. The person's not zocha to learn from anyone. This is the same language. It says by Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha L'Maaseh. It says you have other doctors around. So, and it's Shabbos, and it's Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos because there are other doctors. And the halacha is no, you can, because lo mikol adam zocha l'rapois. Some people, if there's a special, I guess, I'm not sure how to describe it. There's a special connection between you and another person that doctor will be able to give you a refuah as opposed to another doctor giving you chal shabbos on that basis. Here it's much less of an iser, but same thing. Lo mikol adam adam zecha lo moed, and therefore you can go chutz la'aretz. Amar lav al Yosef HaKohen, haymatam v'yotze acharav l'tzidon. That they said about Yosef HaKohen that he talked about. He was a kohen obviously, and went out to chutz la'aretz. Aval amru, but they said. They said, when it comes to leaving for a shidduch, Yetzi Kohen Chutzaretz, on can he tichu lo yishon? They guarantee him that he has a shidduch over there. In other words, not stam. He's going. He wants to go. Maybe like you said, b'shana makom, b'shana mazel, that he's just hoping that for the best or better luck in another location. Here it seems to be more. He has a targeted shidduch that he's going for. Apparently, okay. What does it say over here? In footnote 14, it says he may not leave Eretz Yisrael until he has a pledge, either in writing or through shliach, that he may go and marry the proposed woman. So he has a very specific person. Okay. Now, there's another important thing here. This is a very important footnote over here. he brings down the question is, these heterim that we're giving over here in the Gemara, they're going out for, you know, for the Dinimominus, the Fushes, all these different reasons. But that's with the understanding you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. You're going out temporarily. That's what Tysus says. This is only for a temporary had to leave Eretz Yisrael. But others say, he brings over here, however, Bir HaGra asserts that according to the Yerushalmi, it is in fact permissible for non-Kohanim to leave Eretz Yisrael. I'm reading in the middle, I'm sorry. He said, besides, I'm mixing up two things. He says, number one, he says that he brings from Tysus that not only is an Isser for Kohanim to leave Eretz Yisrael, but anyone should not leave Eretz Yisrael. And if you're going to leave Eretz Yisrael, you can leave for the purposes we just mentioned. But that's only mutter if you're intending to come back. And that I think that, however, that he's pointing from the Gra, I didn't see it inside, that even a non-Kohen who's leaving Eretz Yisrael can leave permanently, apparently. Okay, so that's a question. That is a question. Okay. Let's go on. Okay, so now we have a problem. Here we have, does a mitzvah say, if a Kohen is asked in one case, there's two ways a Kohen could be chayav. In the mitzvah say of same Berachas Kohanim, either if you find yourself in shul and they say Kohanim, and so if he hasn't done Berachas Kohanim that day, he has a mitzvah say deraisa to say Berachas Kohanim that day. Or if they ask him, he's outside the shul, and they say, call him, give us a bracha, also a mitzvah say, if he hasn't done it already. So, what's the din? Can he be matami himself? It's interesting the way different people list this particular question. In my Rafolda, if you look in the word, this one, the Sias Kapayim, he says, im hayba beis haknesses, if the Kohen was in the shul, for hayya shom meis, and there was a dead body there, the higiyas man nesias kapayim, the time for saying nesias kapayim came, in mutala seis kapayim v'lish hos sham, o tzarech latzeis. In other words, the issue is whether he can remain in the shul now that there is a dead person there, when he's really mechuyev to leave the shul, since he's going to be staying for a dvar mitzvah nesias kapayim, or is he mechuyev to leave immediately? Sounds like, from the way he's formulating the question, but if he knew there was a dead body there to begin with and he was outside the shul, it would be no question that he would not be allowed to go into the shul lechatchila. That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like it's a question of whether he's tamei already. It's a question of, can he stay a little bit longer to say the Sias Kapayim? That seems the way he says the question. Okay. Magbila, a choyder of Abba Kohen, Magbila, who was a brother of Rababa, I guess they were all Kohanim. Omar Kumi Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabacha. So he said the following: Metami Kol Nesias Kapayim. He said that you can be Metami. So Shem Rabacha Umar, he said. So he's quoting again. He's quoting in front of Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabacha. Rabacha heard what he was quoting in his name. Shem Rabacha Umar. So he said, "I know Lama Shleikum. I never said anything of the sort." Cause of Umar, and then he decided he's going to try to be Donald Kalskus. Why was he quoting what he said? Maybe he heard what I told him, the name of Blazer, that said, if you're standing in shul, you don't say Berachas Kapayim, you're over an assay. And he thought, so he thought very logically, if I have a Mrs. Assay, essay, Dr. Lois Assay, and there's a Lois Assay to Matame, so maybe that's the shot. Maybe that's what he was thinking when he was quoting me, is saying that he can be Matame. But he says that's not correct. I know law, I must say, but I never said it. In fact, that's actually a mistake to make that cheshbon. I sume Ivana Alkune and bring him here, and I will give him Malchus. I will give him Malchus from this quoting. On the bottom. Oh, that's correct, because the Kohen not only has a loisa say of Nathan Tami, but there's a mitzvah say of Kodeshim to you. Whatever is Kodeshim to you, Elohim. Right? The Pasuk says that they have to be Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a mitzvah say also by the Kohen. So the whole cheshbon of Esi Dereka Loisa say is a rup. It's not Esi Dereka Loisa say. The Gemara is just quoting us the mice. So he was sitting Rav Avuha was sitting and teaching the students in the open courtyard of the great synagogue of Caesarea. Rav Talmon Mesa, who was a corpse inside the shul, saw incidents Yitzkapayim, time for Birkas Kafanim arrived, Lo Shalom Lei, and they didn't even ask him whether they should go in the shul. They assumed that it was for sure also for them to go into the shul. Then Asas into the Mikvah, then it came time to eat. Lo Shalom Lei, they asked him, can we go through the shul to go eat? So he said to them, when it came to Birkas Kafanim, you didn't ask me whether you can do the time yourselves. You just assumed that it was us.
Here on the bottom it said they davened earlier and then they were learning.
Yeah.
And the second they needed inside the shul. So they needed a coin, I guess, to cook them inside.
Yeah, the courtyard only one entrance way. So in that situation, the Kohen would normally be forbidden to leave or enter the courtyard until the maze had been carried out, because that doorway would become osur to go through. Whose students thought it might be permissible for them to leave when their mealtime arrived, because one who has difficulty fasting is called a chote. Anyway, whatever the pshat is, he was upset with them. When it came to the mitzvah, you didn't ask me. When it came to your stomachs, you do ask me. So they got the message. Given the shamalei, they heard the message. Have a kochan v'kan shavik, agar meiv arak. Each student ran away embarrassed, ran back to their studies. So that was the way they ended the story. Okay, I'd kind of go up to lam dehei went off. Everybody should have a good vach.
No.